latest, Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Friday the 29th of August. There are warnings of gales in Biscay and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Malin 985, expected Fair Isle 994 by midnight tonight. Low Plymouth 994, expected Humber 995 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southeasterly becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. South becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Thames. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west 4 to 6. Thundery rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, northeast backing southwest later 4 to 6, showers, good. Biscay, west 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in the northeast, rain or showers, fog patches in the southeast, good, occasionally poor in the northwest and very poor in the southeast. Sole, northwest backing southwest later 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, northwest backing southwest later 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, west 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, northwesterly backing southeasterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the north and 7 later in the south. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Malin, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly, but northeasterly near Iceland, 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports for coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 985, falling slowly. Stornoway, east 3, recent rain, 27 miles, 988, now rising. Lerwick, east-southeast 3, mist, 4 miles, 995, falling slowly. Lucas, south-southeast 1, recent rain, 22 miles, 991, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 3, 994, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south 6, 11 miles, 998. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 6, 5 miles, 997. Jersey, south-southwest 5, slight rain, 4 miles, 996, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 994. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 4, 6 miles, 997, rising slowly. Valentia, west by north 4, recent rain, 7 miles, 996, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 3, 16 miles, 991, falling slowly. And Malin Head, southwest 5, slight showers, 4 miles, 987, now rising. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The general situation, low pressure centred near the west of Scotland will move northeast and fill, while a small low over southeast England will move away northeast. These lows will maintain unsettled and breezy conditions for most parts. Another deep Atlantic low is expected to bring strong winds and rain to much of inshore waters on Saturday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Murray Firth and later elsewhere. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in Murray Firth. Good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, veering west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 in the south, then becoming westerly 4 to 6 later. Thundery rain, then showers. Fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Thundery rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. From Selseybill to Lyme Regis. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6. Thundery rain or showers at first. Moderate or poor, becoming good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West backing southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near St David's Head. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 3 to 5, showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. The Isle of Man. West or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good. From Loch Fal to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in the south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic, becoming mainly northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic, 4 to 6 at first in the south, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, the Shetland Isles. East or southeast 3 to 4. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that's the end of the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Rabbi Charlie Baginski.
Good morning. In The Great Gatsby, Daisy Buchanan asks, "Do you always watch for the longest day of the year and then miss it?" I will admit, I'm Daisy. The phrase, "this too shall pass," is one I return to often. It reminds me that pain and illness will end, and there is a better future ahead. But most of all, it reminds me to pause and be present, because moments pass too quickly. Last night, I came home late, exhausted. The house looked like the chaos only three teenagers, one dog, and two cats can cause. I was tempted to leave it all for the morning. but my son had been hinting all week that he fancied a particular dinner. So clearing a space in the kitchen, I sweated and swore my way through the recipe he'd requested. I wondered at my own madness, indulging the whims of a teenager. But then this boy, who now towers over me, threw his arms around me and said, "Mum, you're the very, very best." And suddenly he was 6 months old again and asleep on my lap. In Judaism, for these moments we say the Shehecheyanu, "Blessed are you who has given us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season." It is said for firsts, but also for private moments no one else will notice. Imagine if we lived as though every day contained a once-in-a-lifetime moment, one that too will pass, and made sure to catch it before it slips away. May we notice them, may we bless them, and may we treasure them before they're gone. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Rabbi Charlie Baginski. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, the impact of intensive pig and poultry farming on the countryside.
What we need to see is far more support for these pig and poultry farmers, because at the moment, they're really not in a position to make better, kind of more sustainable choices.
We'll have more from the Wildlife Trust a little later. First, though, insects that act as pollinators are vital for farming and food production. They play a major role in determining both the yield and the quality of crops. And we've been discussing pollinators all this week. Bees, including bumblebees, honeybees and solitary bees, are the most important insects for pollination in crops and gardens, but they're far from the only ones. We've already talked about butterflies this week, and there are other overlooked pollinators too. Dr. Emily